This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Debt limits, sequestration, possible government shutdowns. It's all back with Treasury Secretary Jacob Lew now warning that Congress has about 6 weeks before the country hits its $16.7 trillion limit on federal borrowing. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein is with us live this morning. Morning, Dan.
Good morning, David.
It's a familiar tune, but what are Democrats and Republicans saying as we move toward the latest deadline of this game of budget chicken?
Well, the battle lines that have been drawn since 2010, David, haven't magically gone away. House Speaker John Boehner has said he won't raise the debt ceiling without real cuts in spending. President Obama's spokesperson Jay Carney said yesterday the administration won't negotiate with Republicans over Congress's responsibility to pay its bills. And on top of that, David, Congress and the president must reach some kind of federal budget deal by the end of September. If they don't reach an agreement on that, some parts of the government would shut down.
Okay, so not even Labor Day. We're talking about whether the government can keep the lights on and preserve our credit rating. So if the stalemate drags into the fall, what happens?
Well, Secretary Lew says if the debt ceiling isn't raised, it would cause irreparable harm to the nation's economy. And by mid-October, he said the government would be left with about $50 billion in cash on hand, which could be wiped out in one day. That could cause interest rates to spike and potentially throw the markets a curveball. In terms of basic government functions, though, if the country doesn't have enough cash on hand to pay its bills, the government would have to prioritize what it pays. Bondholders or Medicare bills, for example.
Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein, thank you.